Well, as we roll on down the road over the past few weeks, I see Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic, on the Business of Golf here on Wednesday, 9 to 10. And he's treating a tweaking knee and a lower back that's causing me some difficulties as I try to really get into the swing of golf in 2015. Full disclosure, I've never been treated before by a chiropractor, and with my dad and brother, one older, one younger, having had knee replacement, I didn't want to travel down that road if I could avoid it. So, Dr. Max, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Take the story from there. Yes, take the story from there. You know, folks, Bill was in getting an adjustment the other day, and he remarked that I was the most competent chiropractor that had ever treated him. And I was humble and didn't say anything. And after he left, I thought, well, wait a minute. He has never been to another chiropractor. So I realized he was giving me a bit of a hard time. But last week, we talked about something that did get our phone ringing at the office. And that was what ARP wave therapy can do for knee pain. And we got a couple calls about that. Now, Bill, your knee was feeling better. You were going up and down the stairs better. You remarked last week that you birdied a hole into the wind that you didn't think you could have done had that knee been aching a little bit like it does. And last time you were in, you told me that there was one more improvement. And that was while you were sleeping, right? Tell us about that.
Absolutely. The knee has bothered me, particularly with all that I have with the various elements that I have in my bed. And regardless of the position that I would have, the knee would be a little sore. I wasn't having trouble with the back. But after the ARP treatment last Monday, I believe it was, a week ago Monday, I was able to sleep, get a good night's rest, didn't have the problem, and that had gone away, and it still has.
Isn't that great?
That is good.
It is. And for your listeners there, as we get older, we might not need a sleeping pill, but, I take my Excedrin PM, I take my Tylenol, whatever it is before bed. If you don't get a good night's sleep, unless you're taking some over-the-counter preparation there, we might be able to help you. And if you read those bottles, it says take for pain for no longer than 2 weeks. If that's the case and they really believed that, they wouldn't be selling those in 500-count bottles at Walmart.
I have trouble finding any of those because I don't use them. That's always been my style, not to use any of the medications to sleep. I was a little concerned last week with the cold weather. The cold weather can actually reverse things a little bit. And we had very cold weather that I played golf in league out at Hartford on Thursday night. Couldn't do anything right. Just freezing cold. The hands were cold. Every part of the body was cold. And then, like Adam Scott and I had talked about, we both went out and played golf 6:30 Saturday morning. And they actually made us wait till 7 because they'd had a frost overnight. They had pipes that were in trouble. But one of the things that I've got to keep doing is, regardless of the weather, I've got to be sensible. I can't go out and try to be Superman in temperatures that we shouldn't be playing golf in or doing outdoor activities. I've got to make sure that I have some common sense.
Yes, and most of us don't have enough common sense. And
but don't look at me when you say that.
A good way of looking at it is, if you'd be telling someone else what to do, listen to yourself and tell that to yourself. But we got a good example here. This cold weather, it reduced circulation in the extremities. Your body was actually worrying about going into hypothermia and was pulling the body into the blood into the core of your body. And it also made your muscles stiffen up. And because of that, things didn't go so well. You said that you were achy for a couple days afterwards.
Right.
And ARP wave therapy does just exactly the opposite. It increases circulation. It promotes a muscle to elongate, what we call eccentric contraction. So it doesn't get shorter, it actually gets longer. And with the increased blood flow, that's good for everything. That's good for healing. And what's crucial about what it does to the muscles is it gives them the strength that those muscles need to hold our joints in proper position. When our joints are in proper position, they don't hurt, they don't wear out.
So I come back in this week and face you as I do on Mondays. I do my shows 9 to 11, then see you at 11:30 is kind of the tradition that I have. And I kind of explained the cold weather and the fact that I was having a little bit of lower back, which you had diagnosed the first time that we came in. And we treated for the lower back this time rather than the knee.
Yes, adjusted your pelvis a little bit.
And that seemed to make a difference, eliminated the pain. And just being able to be honest with Dr. Max, being able to tell him what I feel, because he doesn't know. No
That's
doctor
right.
would know, regardless of the circumstances. You have to say, this is what I feel, and this is what we can do, and then you guys make the judgment.
And it isn't so much a judgment, and I don't know. No one knows what anyone feels. That's why I love my method of muscle testing. I had a fellow in yesterday, and he'd had surgery in 2011 that really didn't quite work out the way he would have liked to have. The right leg was still smaller than the left. He had pain. And when I did the muscle test with him and pushing on his foot and it being weak, that didn't surprise him. But when he sucked in his stomach and his foot got strong, I always know when the patient says, well, you're not pushing as hard. You know, I know that it's something new to him and they can't hardly fathom how changing the position that your lumbar spine is in could change the strength in your foot. But with that muscle testing, as a chiropractor, I know what to do. And once the patient realizes that all my muscle tests are equal and the same, they get that feeling that, hey, he did something. I walked in with a weakness that after the adjustment had strength. I got what I come for, basically.
He's Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic. The other thing, too, that we've talked about is first diagnosis. You said you spent some time on the farm.
Yes.
And there are a lot of people that have spent time on the farm that don't play golf but have lifted hay bales. They have done the lifting that is so common with rural agriculture that you need to keep things between your ears. And if you need some help, don't be afraid to go and say, what about this ARP?
That's right. We South Dakotans, we're proud. A lot of us don't like to ask for help. But do call 335-0880. We can help you. Don't wait for your pain to get something that is out of control. Let us get to work at it when it's just getting started.
So my schedule for the next week is Thursday. I'm coming in for an ARP before I do a little run down to Inwood to see a client. Play golf that night, and then Monday after the show I'll be in, and then you'll be back next week to tell me how I'm doing.
Yes, well, you'll be telling me how you're doing, and I'll be explaining how we did what we did. But, Bill, is it easy to change your appointments at Reinecke Chiropractic?
It was, and I was able to look at the clock and say, look, I've got to leave town. I got to be there at 1 o'clock. They said, well, come in at 10:45.
And that is our goal. We are a busy place that you don't have to wait for to get in, and you can get in when you need to get in.
Dr. Max Reinecke, I'm hoping that he's going to be my secret weapon to beat all those golf opponents that I'll have on Monday and Thursday this year in Sioux Falls and Hartford.
That will have to do with the handicap that you've earned in previous years, Bill.
Yep, you're going to need all the help you can give, Bill.
And the sandbagging that I've done, that will come home to roost.
Attaboy.
All right, Dr. Max, we'll talk with you again next week.
Thank you so much for your time.